There's no way they would bring this horse back if something was wrong. He's too good to risk. And then he runs like that. It's like, no, they did actually do that. That is stupidity. But, you know,
yeah,
Derby fever.
Yeah.
There were these two racing dudes named Aaron and Jared who had advice on racing and they wanted to share it. Started a website where players go to see all their picks. The goal was make the fans some money and to cut down the risk. They put the plan into motion and at first it seemed silly. Make a website where the expert picks are freer than Willie. From a racetrack veteran to just a beginner. There's one place that you want to go to find you a winner. As a matter of fact, I want to hit the exacta. There's only one site that you'll keep coming back to. So next time that the horses all line up at the post, make sure you use the website that'll win you the most. Whether Churchill, Oaklawn, Gulfstream Park, Saratoga, and all tracks in between, there's only one site to go to. When it comes to your racing needs and all of your bets, plus it's got a catchy name that no one ever forgets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com as good as it gets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.
I'm Jared Welch, he's Aaron Halterman. This is Blinkers Off. What is up?
We're back for round two. Two podcasts, 1 week. We're feeling
generous. That's how we roll.
That's how
we do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we might do this every week.
It's kind of a weird way to roll.
Yeah. Yeah, but when it's a huge week like this, that's the way you got to do it. Otherwise, you'd have like a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah.
You'd get really boring. You get tired of listening to us. You turn it off. So this way, you get us on Thursday. And hey, happy Friday. You get us on Friday now.
That's right. And I feel like you're right. The attention span, at least for me, if I download a podcast and it's over about 40 minutes, I'm like, yeah.
You know what's bad when you have trouble listening to your own podcast for like over an hour? You're like, yeah, I'm getting tired of this.
Yeah. Thing. I remember we used to do that and we really kind of streamlined them because it's like, I don't even want to listen to this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, you listen to two dudes sitting around in a room talking. No. Kind of boring.
Let's start talking about not boring. Maybe it was boring for you. Last weekend, of course, Mohamed Nyquist, huge race built up. We talked about it for weeks, months. It built up to that. We had the match. We got him at the top of the stretch, pretty much neck and neck. And then that happened.
Yeah. It was not boring, the lead up, but the race was pretty boring, actually, when you think about it. Because you knew Mohamed made a little bit of a move at Nyquist at the top of the stretch, like you said. And then about two jumps after the top of the stretch, you knew the race was over. Because Mohamed said, the hell with this. I'm not trying to run with that horse. And Nyquist, he gets it done. And he looked very good. And he's definitely the logical favorite to win the Kentucky Derby
now. He's a new number one, number one horse on RacingNews.com.
Yeah, he is. And you know, he did drift a little bit in the stretch. He flip-flop leads a little bit, but I think really he was bored. He didn't have anything to do, really. So, very, very good race for him. Boy, couldn't have proved us more wrong.
Yeah, before we go any further, I got to get serious for you with these for a second. I mean, this is really, really want to do this. I just want to apologize to the listeners for that terrible prediction last week.
Yeah.
Not only did I say Mohamed would win, but I said it really wouldn't be that close.
You were pretty wrong.
I'm ashamed of that prediction. And I am so, so sorry if I cost you personally or anyone else money out there. I will strive to do better this
week. Is this Tim Tebow?
And moving forward. God bless.
It is. You did that. You really did that.
Okay, yeah. I just had to get it off my chest. It's been killing me since last week.
Wow.
Yeah. So what else happened last week?
That's the best thing I saw today. I know that. Well, you just did right there. Are we doing that segment yet?
I was going to say, we can go right into that if you want.
You know, listen, last week, on all seriousness, it sucked.
Yeah, is really anything that came out of that?
A lot of the undercard races at Gulfstream.
It's a turf horse that wastes a derby spot.
Yeah, congratulations. And they got to spend $200,000 to get a race to finish 15.
It'll break even.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that race was terrible. The Bourbon Head was really bad at Turfway. The Gulfstream races, the undercard, weren't great either. They were exciting races.
You kind of put it best. It was kind of, I think we built it up too much and really kind of underwhelmed.
It was bad. And if this week's just as bad, then I'm going to vomit.
Well, at least we have because, you know, you spiral, whatever. But we at least have three shots this weekend as far as derby preps go. One of them could be huge.
Has to, right?
But what was, before we, we'll go into, what was the best thing you saw today? Was that
what you just did? Okay, that was the best thing I saw maybe in my life.
Okay. Yeah, so that was the best thing you saw. Best thing I saw today, Dude's Challenge is back. We're bringing it back. Saw the promo and the banners and whatnot. They're on the website now. Dude's Challenge. You may have played in it last week. You may not have. This week it's back. It's bigger. It's better. $500 purse this week. $200 for first. $125 for second. 75, 60, and 40 for fifth. We're just paying out five because there's only 23 entries. It's a possible $25 buy-in. So it's kind of like $25 buy-in. You get 200 if you win. So it's kind of like playing like a 9, 8 to 1 shot. And you get to play. What's cool about this one, we're doing the All Stakes Dudes Challenge. Eight races. Keeneland 7 through 10. Aqueduct 8, 10, 11. The Santa Anita Derby. So you're getting all three Derby preps. You're getting some Oaks in there. I mean, you get all the racing all day. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we covered a lot of the undercard races for the Derby preps. Man, Breeders' Cup style racing on Saturday in those undercard races. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully, I do a little bit better than last week when I was 60-something out of 70. But
yeah, you struggle a little bit.
You know, I think I did beat two people that didn't put their picks in. So Those guys, I beat your ass.
I think someone I saw come with a comment and said, I forgot that it was even going on. And yeah, that was one you beat. So, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
But hey, you know what? The good news for you is that there's only one spot to go, and that's up. You can't get much worse.
You could get worse.
Well, you did
if
have.
Everybody puts in their picks, and then I could get worse. You know?
That's true. But good luck. I finished like 20th or 25th, yeah. Something like that. It was not good either. So we got beat by a lot of people. So come back. And we were just kind of teasing you. I mean, it was just kind of messing with you. Get you in. And we're going to beat you this time. So and this, at least the worst you can finish is 23rd.
That's true. Yeah.
So we don't have to tell you there was only 23 entries.
No. So I'm going to do a lot better. This last week was just a disaster.
It's all right. It's all right. That's why we're doing it again. On today's show, we preview the final five major Kentucky Derby prep races, including the Santa Anita Derby, the Bluegrass from Keeneland, and Wood Memorial from Aqueduct. Update the Dudes Triple Crown Fantasy Draft. Hey, Nyquist got you on the board there.
That's right.
And throw down the rant of the week. Let's go. Started Aqueduct for the Wood Memorial. It's a grade one, of course. And all three of these we're mentioning today as far as the previews are worth 140, 20, 10. These are the final ones, so this is where we make or break the horses. This is where they have a chance to get in the Derby, or we're going to say see you later. This is it. So this is, you know, no more chances for these horses that are running each of these races. Race 10 on the card on Saturday at Aqueduct, the Wood Memorial, it's a grade one. Worth $1 million for three-year-olds. Going a mile and an eighth. Field of eight, so a decent-sized field here, but it's led mostly by your inside horse, Shagaff, and your outside horse, the Pletcher horse, Outwork. Those are the two horses that most people are focusing on. What is your initial thoughts here? Shagaff drawing the rail probably maybe doesn't help.
That was my first thing I was going to mention. You took it right out of my mouth there. Shagaff at the rail is interesting. I don't think that's going to help him. You're right. He's not a horse that has a ton of early speed to be like a, you know, out in front type of horse. So I'm going to take him back. But in a field of eight, he probably will, you know, get an inside trip and probably be able to get outside when he needs to. So not overly worried about him. Look, he's the only horse in the race that doesn't have to run well to make the Kentucky Derby. He's already in. So these other seven, it's pretty desperate times for them. But for Shagaff, he's okay. I didn't get tricky with this race. I really didn't. There's four horses that I like in this race. Shagaff, Flexibility, Matt Keen Cole, Outwork. I think it's got to be one of those four. The other three, there's three in here that are totally out of left field. I don't think they have any chance. And then there's the number two, Adventus, that a lot of people like. I don't. So,
yeah, shout out to Saratoga Slim, who loves Matt Keen Cole in this race.
Yeah, and I understand why. And so when you look at it from a pace scenario, Matt Keen Cole and Outwork, they should be on the front, and they should have it by themselves.
Yeah, and to me, that is what it boils down to. Those are the three horses that I really liked in this race, Matt Keen Cole, Outwork, and Shagaff, and I don't see either horse, Matt Keen Cole or Outwork, giving much way as far as, I think they're both want the lead. I mean, they both, what they've shown, So unless one horse decides to lay off, I think it'll be a pretty fast pace. And guess what? Here comes Shagaff. I think it sets up perfectly for Shagaff. I mean, you and I both doubted. I did end up going with Shagaff into Gotham, but you know, again, I thought, you know, I didn't feel super confident about it. He proved me right, and it seems like he's kind of a horse that just grinds his way down, you know, and he is getting better each race. You know, they can continue to you know, make it a little tougher, and he does well. He's got a ride Ortiz riding.
Mm-hmm.
That certainly does not hurt. But to me, the biggest thing about this race, I'm not concerned about the inside draw. I think with his style, he can kind of back up. And, of course, you got Arad, who can manage to get you in the right spot. But the biggest thing is the fact that Shagaff's been training like a monster.
Yeah.
And you've got two horses that are really fast that are going to set up a very hot pace to run into.
Here's my deal. And logically, you're right. And on paper, you're totally right with that setup. I have to hope. With the outside draw, a horse that I loved in the Tampa Bay Derby, I loved his performance. Not really loved going into the race, but coming out of the race.
He's huge, yeah.
His outwork. He did all the dirty work in the race. He still tried to battle back after doing all the dirty work and just got beat by Destin. But I feel like with outwork on the outside, if he can ration that speed right off of Matt King Cole, pounce at the right time and have a little bit more in the stretch, he's gonna win. So I am gonna think fourth time starter this time.
Mm-hmm.
Got a great education last time out.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna do it. So outwork for me all the way. I liked him too much in the Tampa Bay Derby not to bet him back here.
Are we really gonna sit here and say that not one but two Uncle Mo horses are gonna win in the mile and eighth?
This is the one, if you read the article on the Uncle Mo.
Yeah, Bo, yeah,
the pedigree on the bottom half is solid to go along. So, look, I just think he sits the trip this time and gets it done.
I mean, you would think, and again, in his race, the 6-furlong race at Tampa prior to the Tampa Bay Derby, he did kind of sit off of it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you would hope to see, and he did have an outside post position that day, so you would hope to see that he's capable of doing that and sit right off of Matt King Cole. But having said that, I don't necessarily think that changes that he's still going to be putting pressure on Matt King Cole. I still think it's going to be a very fast pace up front. Maybe. I still think it sets up nicely for Shagaff. And really, this is a race that I know for you specifically that, you know, has been very much, it still is on the fence with Shagaff. Is he, you know, can he make that another step up? Can he make that another step up to make another step up in the Derby? Because he's got to keep making that progress.
Well, I would you agree that he's going to have to run a better race, you know, on Saturday than he did in the Gotham?
Yeah, for sure.
I agree. He's got to.
But that's whole part of it. You know, he's got to step up.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly what I'm getting at is the same thing you are. People that like him aren't liking him because of what he's done. They're liking him for what he could do.
That's true.
Even, you know, John White has been his biggest supporter, number one in his rankings. But he's told me several times, I expect him to run better this time. And then I expect him to run better right. next time because of his breeding, because of how he's working, because of how he's progressing.
Right.
This is it. If he doesn't show much here, I think you can kind of scratch him out.
The one really big thing about last time, even though, like you say, maybe it wasn't super spectacular, that day, the Gotham day, that track was playing so incredibly biased to front end speed that Leban, whatever, almost won the race at a huge shot because he almost wired the field.
Yeah.
And Shagaff was able to, you know, turn the tables on that speed bias. So that says something about how he's able to just grind his way down. But still, he's still going to need to make that bump up.
And I'll throw this scenario out. If the track plays the same this time, no way they're catching Matt King Cole and outwork. They're finishing 1-2. Yeah. They're much better than the maiden that they had to catch last time.
So if it
plays that way again, and hey, keep an eye on it. This is New York. They have speed favoring tracks a lot on big days. Just keep an eye on it because those two will be really tough to beat. The other one, flexibility that I mentioned, he can't be as bad as what he was in the Withers. But here's the deal. With flexibility and with Zulu, they've kind of built their resumes on finish second to Mohamed, correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's turned into...
Yeah, it looks not as good. They could do a lot for Mohamed's stock if Flexibility and Zulu were to run well it would really help. He would move up my rankings if they ran well. If they both run terribly, he's going to fall on my rankings big time. This is a really big weekend for Zulu, and he's not even running. So, flexibility, I don't know, you can have total confidence in him. I think he'll run a little better, but my top three, Outwork, Shagaff, Matt Kinkle.
Let's go to Keeneland for race 10, the Bluegrass Stakes. It's a grade one worth $1 million for three-year-olds going a mile and an eighth. Boy, they made it easy this year. The Bluegrass going a mile and an eighth, loaded it up with 16. Two of them are also eligible, so field of 14. So we're not going to get any relief, even if they, you know, if they scratch. yeah, so field of 14, Zulu, 5-2 is your morning line favorite. Yeah, past that, Brody's Cause, 4-1. Somehow Donegal Moon is 5-1. Past that, it's double digits all across the board. So this is a big race. Lots of points out there for the taking for horses that need them. Where are you going?
How about this before I get going? 14 horses, 16 if you count the also eligibles. None of them are in the Kentucky Derby right now. There's a couple on the bubble, but none of them would be in.
That's crazy.
Think about that. So this is huge.
It literally is. It's like everything's on the line for these horses.
Everything is on the line. I mean, Zulu is right there at number 20, but
that won't hold.
It will, and they haven't added the Turfway winner. So he actually is 21 in all actuality because the Turfway winner was not nominated for the Triple Crown. So he is actually 21. But Zulu, you know, again, Mo Heyman. Finish second to him.
Yes.
Everybody's like, okay, that was a good second. He's progressing. Mohamed sucks. Now what happens? That's the question. So, to me, when I look at this race, every horse wants to go except for like three of them.
Yeah.
You know, so you would think you're going to have a hot pace. Now, a lot of these horses are going to be outclassed, maybe cheap speed, and won't factor in. But there's going to be enough to where it's going to be fast. So, if you like Cherry Wine, if you like Brody's Cause, if you like my man Sam, coming from the clouds, they're going to get the pace this time.
Yeah, it's
going
to set up for them, for sure. And how about this? Zulu, all of a sudden now has blinkers on.
Mm-hmm.
They add blinkers to the horse. I mean, it's hard to question Todd Pletcher, but it's certainly a time, you know, it's a very pivotal point to do it.
It's an odd time to do it. There's no doubt about it. Remember when he put blinkers on Palace Malice for the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, and what happened
there?
And
he ran like a 20-second opening quarter. It was insane.
Yeah, it was. Literally, the track was on fire behind him. I read a stat on mine. You know, Kevin Cox, the handicapper from New York, he put a comment. I can't verify this, but, you know, he's usually pretty right. At least about stats. Todd Pletcher is 1-17 when adding blinkers to any graded stakes runner, 0-7 in grade ones.
Well, he'll be 1-8 and 2-18 because I picked Zulu on top in this race.
Yeah, suck it.
Here's the deal with Zulu, and I look at Zulu and I look at Outwork the same way. There's a lot of speed in the race in this one. I just want Zulu to sit that same trip as Outwork, I hope, sits in the wood where sit off of it, be the first one to run at those leaders. I think he can do it, and I think he's good enough. I really do. I think this is a progressing horse for sure. He ran good enough last time out against Mo Heyman to make me feel pretty confident that he's going to run good today. So Zulu for me on the bottom though, and I'm going to use a lot of horses.
Yeah, you got to go deep on the
that
bottom.
That close. Yes. So Cherry Wine, Brody's Cause, My Man Sam. I like all three of those a lot.
I really like My Man Sam as a long shot that could definitely run up there. He's looked really good coming off the pace. Let me just run through a few of these that definitely show massive amount of speed. I mean, Donegal Moon could certainly be right up on the speed.
He has to.
Zulu is going to be close. You've got clearly Lobon. He's going
to
be
blazing. He has to be. Yep.
Twiz, look at this horse. Yep. This guy's going to be flying. Your boy Goatstown, he might be close to the lead. You never know.
Not in this race.
American Dubai should probably be on the lead. He was in Southwest. He was prior to that. For whatever reason, it didn't happen last time.
If he's going to run, he has to be close.
Yeah. Cards of Stone, the 11 horse. Todd Pletcher, he's going to be on the lead. Zapparini will not be. My Man Sam, obviously not. And then you got the also eligibles that if for some reason the 15 gets in, he'll be on the lead. So yeah, speed. Speed is the name of this race. And I clearly, for my team, Zulu.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Zulu does it because hey, I have a chance for my team to hit all three races.
You do?
More Spirit and Shigaf and, mm-hmm. of course, Zulu. So I'm hoping. But I just... I 5-2... Castellano riding is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is... Because, you know, Johnny V's obviously staying back home.
Yeah.
So... You get him. That's definitely a bonus. To me, I really like Brody's Cause. I'm not picking him, but I like the horse to definitely rebound. I mean, his is a graded stakes winner, a grade one winner, and obviously we know is better than he was last time out. And by the way, he likes the track at Keeneland.
That's right.
Then you've got Goatstown. I'm just kidding. I don't like Goatstown. I really liked. I wanted to pick My Man Sam as a long shot pick. Just couldn't do it, but I could totally see him running a huge race with the right setup. I went with the horse that is in this race that I picked to win the Rebel, and that's number 3, Cherry Wine. I really like this horse going into the Rebel, and you know what? The Rebel didn't necessarily make me believe that the horse wasn't that good. Finished 4th, a good 4th, behind Cupid, Whitmore, and Creator, all three horses that I like. That's a couple things, though. It was a large field.
Mm-hmm.
He did some weaving in and out of horses. He found his way through. Yeah, there were some traffic issues. You're going to have that with these large fields. In the race prior to that, I mentioned that I liked him because of that same reason. I said he kind of weaved in and out. He showed that he can handle, you know, traffic. Here we go again. You're going to have some traffic. You know, a closer. What's the key with a closer? You've got to find the lane.
Yeah, don't get stopped.
You can't get stopped.
Yep.
And, you know, Cherry Wine, and I just, he's got the seasoning to be able to at least find a way to make his run. And he is a good horse. I find the Rebel to be better than the field we're seeing here. He ran 4th in the Rebel, a good 4th. I definitely, with the right pace setup, this horse could definitely come flying late. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that Del Romans has won a race at a big shot. So,
yeah.
I'm going Cherry Wine. I like Zulu 2nd to run well. And I really like, I want to mention this horse real quickly, Donegal Moon, the 2 horse. If this horse was like 15-1, I may have picked the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Because 5-1 is too short. Do you agree?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Way
absolutely.
Too short.
Yeah.
If he runs like he did at Parks, this horse could be serious.
Could be.
Could be the other Todd Pletcher we always talk about. The other Todd Pletcher. You got to see one more out of him before I put my money behind him. That's the thing.
You know, the thing with the Todd Pletcher entries, like you said, they all three like to show speed. There's no way all three are going to go out and break each other's neck. Somebody has to sit. And I just think Zulu is the most likely candidate. But you're right, Donegal Moon, he's had some terrible luck against Stakes Company. Threw the jockey off, had a bad start, got way behind, couldn't ever do anything. If he can just work out some sort of trip this time, he's got a shot. There's no doubt. But at 5-1, no. Way, way, way too short of a price.
I mean, I don't think you're going to... I think it's going to be more like... A little higher, but clearly they saw that last race and thought, well, we got to make him. I mean, he's like the third favorite.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then, you know, like you said, Brody's Cause got a rebound off that Tampa Bay Derby, you would think. Cherry Wine, I love that pick. I think he ran very well in the Rebel. I think the Rebel's a little better in this race, to be honest with
you. He's 12-1.
So yeah, I mean take a shot. Take a shot for sure. Listen, it could go a lot of different ways and it wouldn't surprise me. That's what I'm going to say.
And this is the way it's going to be. There's going to be some horses in here that are pretty good that aren't going to make the Derby.
You're right. Yeah, there are. And there's going to be some dreams that die. I mean, anybody that doesn't finish 3rd or 4th, they're out.
Let's go to Santa Anita Park, race 8, the Santa Anita Derby. It's grade 1 with another $1 million for 3-year-olds going 1 1/8. This time we got field of 10. And it's, to me, this one is super interesting because you've got Dancing Candy, who kind of proved everyone wrong or right last time by stretching out and getting that distance and wiring the field. You got More Spirit, the Bob Baffert horse, who's already in, clearly. But just seems like he's a little lazy, but mm-hmm. he's definitely talented enough. An Exaggerator, who we all kind of thought definitely would not be a horse that we would put in longer, is here we are at 1 1/8 going longer. And then Smoky Image, who was kind of the hyped horse. I mean, he was up to, what, number 2 on our Derby rankings before the San Felipe. Total bust in that race. Ran terrible. They obviously won another shot, and here he is again. So, a lot of storylines here.
You know, this one is the most simple of the three, I think. I really think it's a two-horse race, a rematch from the San Felipe against Dancing Candy and More Spirit. Look, Dancing Candy, you watch that replay. He did nothing wrong, man. He just kind of ran him into the ground and...
Ran
huge race.
He stretched him and he was pulling away, you know?
Yep, and if More Spirit doesn't have his head on right, which I think he does this time, he's had two really nice works, he's ready to roll. But if he doesn't, Dancing Candy's going to do the exact same thing in this race. And it's going to win and will probably be one of the top three choices in the Kentucky Derby. I am not giving up on More Spirit. One more shot. You know, he really hasn't disappointed me much, just other than the fact that he's kind of goofy. But I think he's got his mind on business. He's had two excellent workouts. Bob Baffert's thrilled with how he's doing. I'm going to give him one more shot. I'm going to put him on top of Dancing Candy. But I really think it is that simple. I really do.
You know, the thing with More Spirit is that, you know, he's not one that's ran a bad race, really. He just never runs, like, a great race.
Yeah.
He gets lazy at some point. Even the races he won, the Los Al, Robert B. Lewis, he didn't look at him and say, that was perfect.
Mm-mm.
You know, the way he finished Robert B. Lewis was awesome, for sure. And it showed that he's got a ton of gut and that he is a good horse. And then the San Felipe, I mean, he went up there early and then he backed way off. And then he made a good run, went out wide a little bit, and made a nice run to finish second to Dancing Candy.
Yep.
He is a horse. And I'm going to say this. Pure and simple, I remember last time, I think I mentioned on the podcast, I said I like Dancing Candy, not to win, but I was like, you know what, that horse is pretty decent. I wanted to pick him here. I wanted to say, you know what, I'm picking him now. This is a really good horse.
Mm-hmm.
But the workouts by More Spirit, we've been talking about it for, well, the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
That last one, and I sent you the link and we watched it. I had me. I was like, Bob Baffert has this horse peaking at the exact right time. It was incredible. Stevens was like pulling, like doing everything he could, pulling on him to keep him from going. This horse is locked and loaded. He's just got him, you know, he's got him just kind of pulled all the way back, ready just to just unload. So I think he runs his best race of the year, of his career, on Saturday in this race.
I hope he does. I really do, because I do think, like we've said all along, he's got the talent. Let's put it all together. But, you know, it's hard to be extremely, extremely confident in him until you see him do it in a race. The bottom line is, in the San Felipe, he quit running in spots. Like, on the turn, you're thinking he's going to finish last. And then he runs again.
Yeah.
And then he kind of quit in the stretch, and then he ran again. He can't do that. He got away with it in Robert B. Lewis because he faced, you know, not very talented horses. Can't beat a good horse doing that. He just can't. So he has to improve. I think the wild card is Smoky Image. He cannot be as bad as he was in the San Felipe. If somehow he rebounds miraculously, maybe he could pull a huge upset. But, you know, hard to be confident in him. He was just atrocious.
And what about Exaggerator? I mean, this is a horse who obviously had a lot of hopes last year,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, did win the Delta Jackpot at a mile 16th, but then finished a great second to Nyquist, by the way, who's come back to prove us that he's a very good horse.
Yeah.
That was a 7 furlongs, and then last time... Okay, let's talk about his last race, Sam Fleet. If there was a horse, and we both said, we weren't watching the race together, but we both said the exact same thing after the race. In the turn, if you had to pick a winner, he's it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's it easily. He made the craziest, the solid move. You thought, oh, my gosh, look at him coming.
Yeah.
And he hit a wall harder than if you ran into this wall right here, full speed. That's what kind of wall he hit. He got to the wire at mile 16th, and that guy went to the outside rail as fast as he could. He was tired.
Yeah.
And now we're going longer. Is there any way? I mean, he's out of curling. Is there some kind of like, hey, let's be easier on the horse earlier in the race and maybe he has a chance at the end? I mean, is there something that could happen to make this horse win?
You know, I heard a theory on a radio show I listened to today. It was an interview with Michelle Yu, and Michelle Yu's the paddock host at Santa Anita. And her theory on it is maybe he can go long, but he's just a horse that has one really big, quick move, but it doesn't last very long. So you got to be patient, time it right, and maybe he can, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I agree with that, really. That could very well be. I mean, she knows more about a horse than I do. But I just think you're right. He's just, for whatever reason, he's better around one turn. He may prove me wrong. I honestly watched that race and I thought, well, he's the best horse at a mile out of that field. But he can't do it going longer. If he could somehow, you know, make that move and sustain it, he could beat all these horses for sure, and he could be number one prospect. He really could, but there's just no way I could see it happening.
Here's the thing. I mean, really, he might be in regardless, and even if he finishes fourth here, he's for sure in.
Yeah.
He's already got 26 points, this is a horse that...
Why would you want to, though? If he finishes fourth in this race and staggers, why ruin him?
I would hope they wouldn't, but you know how it goes.
But I'm with you. I'm hoping he runs really well, maybe shows a little bit more. Shows that he can finishes up well no matter where he finishes the race. He looks like he wants to go this distance, then that would be great because he does have a lot of talent.
He's a horse that showed a lot of promise earlier in the career, and then, you know, whatever reason, I don't know, it's weird because you would think out of Curlin, this horse would be able, you would think the longer they go, the better he would get, but we'll find out if there's a reason or if they're just kind of grasping at straws here, you know, hoping that something changes. But Dancing Candy versus More Spirit, we agree. Those are the two we're looking at. Dancing Candy going to be out front. More Spirit hopefully is not being lazy in the back and makes a deep run, but I'm with More Spirit as well.
Looking for some action? Well, if it's sports and casino action you're after, USRacing.com has got you covered. At USRacing.com, you can get the latest betting lines on pro and college football, basketball, and all the MLB and NHL action, too. Heck, you can even get the latest odds in the presidential race, the Academy Awards, or who's going to be the next James Bond. So if you're looking for some sports and casino action, look no further than USRacing.com, the place that's setting the pace.
Two races that will be running next weekend. The Arkansas Derby, of course. The dudes will be there all week next week for the festival. And then, of course, for the Arkansas Derby, it is an 100-point race. It's your last 100-point race. And you also have the Lexington at Keeneland thrown in there. We're going to go over the Lexington is only worth 10 points. So it's kind of your last ditch effort. If some horse just needs a couple extra points, it goes back to your 10-4-2-1 point system. We're going to go through a couple of the probables that we feel are going to be entered in each race. Just kind of give you an update, preview. We'll obviously talk much more about this next week. Probables for the Arkansas Derby. Dazzling Gem for Brad Cox. Tisdale for Moquette. American Pioneer for Langley. Unbridled Outlaw for Romans. Discreetness for Fires. Sunbreaking News for Donnie Kay. Creator for Asmussen. Whitmore, of course, for Moquette. And Cupid, your Rebel winner for Bob Baffert. Those are your probables right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, looking at that field, obviously Cupid... It's still going to be your horse.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like a Rebel rematch, basically? I mean, you've got American Pioneer. That's a new horse.
Yeah, Dazzling Jim coming in who ran, third?
Yeah, now I've heard Dazzling Jim's on the fence, so...
Yeah, I know what I've read is they're literally just... I mean, it's going to be like a last workout, right? See what happens, if it happens or not. American Pioneer is definitely an interesting one, especially considering... who's riding?
Yes, exactly. Bejarano is going to come in to ride American Pioneer. Just a maiden winner, but a great maiden winner.
Yeah.
And actually, it's kind of funny, but the horse he beat, Goatstown, is entered in the Bluegrass. That's who he beat in the maiden. So just for, say Goatstown runs like six, that actually makes American Pioneer look pretty good. So
say Goatstown wins.
American Pioneer's 3-2 to win Arkansas Derby, but... he's interesting, but to me, it seems like a Cupid versus Whitmore versus maybe Sunbreaking News creator, you know.
Sunbreaking News is a horse for sure out of that field that, I mean, this is a horse that screwed up in the Rebel and is now all of a sudden in desperate need to finish a very good race here.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a horse, this would be the terrible thing about it if the horse didn't run well here or got in traffic trouble again. Sunbreaking News is the type of horse that I feel like would do well in Kentucky.
Yeah.
That would have a chance to make a big late run and have a chance to definitely hit the board or maybe even better. And he may not even have a chance to get in. So this is a big race for him. And another like Creator. I mean, Creator, he's kind of right there on the fence. So he definitely needs to run well again too.
Both of them. Absolutely. It's a tough race to think you got to go out there and beat Cupid.
But if Cupid comes back and does it the same again or does it better... Win.
I mean, but I'm saying if he does that, then all of a sudden it went from we doubted Cupid to is he right there with Nyquist as being your top two choices for the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It is.
But that's where, I mean, if he does it again, how can you deny him?
Depending on what happens this weekend. But yeah, if he runs well, heck yeah.
And for the Lexington Stakes, the probables, we got one probable. And that name is Swipe. So right now he's got his 10 points.
Well, this is the only reason we're talking about the race of Swipe. Because how much has Swipe's stock risen? Last weekend, Nyquist, kills those horses in Florida. Swipe is the only horse that's even been close to beating Nyquist. So his stock's very high right now, even though we haven't seen him since the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year. He's targeting the Lexington. If he wins it, he's probably going to be right on that bubble to get in. It's going to be very close.
Yeah, he's got to win. I mean, anything else can win. He's got 12 points right now.
Yep. So he is fascinating. And it's fascinating they chose that race.
I know they've been struggling to get him right. So
yeah.
It wants to think, is the timing just right to where you just now get it, or is it like, okay, we got one race left,
yeah,
and we're not going to run the Arkansas Derby?
So, why wouldn't you, though, yeah, you know?
So,
that's what I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah.
I guess because right now he's the only horse in the Lexington. So
yeah, I think they'll have a few more than just him. But, he's fascinating to me. Because say he wins the Lexington by like 6 lengths, and he gets in somehow.
And not to mention the horse that could be in that gets pushed out because of him running in Lexington winning. So that there's lots of different sides to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heading into the final 2 weeks of Derby preps, we're gonna give a little update here for the Dudes Triple Crown Fantasy Draft. I'm sitting pretty, but Nyquist last week has gave me a little concern.
Well, it's my first, breath of life I've had in this little contest. It's still a huge lead. 85-10, you have the lead. Here's the deal, though. You've got three horses running this weekend. So if you could sweep these races, because I have Brody's Cause running, so that would mean I wouldn't get 20. It really wouldn't matter if Nyquist won the Derby. You'd still be ahead. And maybe even if you won the Preakness, you still might be ahead, depending on how your horses did underneath. Right. So,
however, if for some reason not one of them wins,
then you might be in trouble.
In fact, if they run like not good,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, do I even have a Derby horse? Because Moheyman, we know what happened there. So, yeah, this is a, like you say, what we said all along, this is a telling week. This is where you make or break.
Yeah.
This is it. I have a good lead, but Nyquist looked awful good last week.
The real critical thing, Shagaff up at Aqueduct and More Spirit at Santa Anita, there's nothing I can do about that. The critical race, I think, for us is Brody's Cause versus Zulu. Mm-hmm. If Brody's Cause can somehow win, then I've got two actual legit contenders.
Yeah.
And Zulu might, if he hits off the board, he's out. That would be a big swing.
Zulu and Zero can just go hang out.
Exactly, yeah. So that would be a big swing. And then, of course, I've got sudden breaking news in the Arkansas Derby where you're done after this week as far as preps go.
But really, honestly, the other way to look at it is even if only one of my horses this weekend runs big and wins, More Spirit, Shagaff, or even Zulu, then all of a sudden, I'm back in it. Even if it's only one of them. Because I have a huge lead, and I've got a horse that can compete with, I almost said Uncle Mo, but with Nyquist.
Yeah.
So all I need, I like where I sit because I have three shots this weekend, and I just need one to run big.
I would say this, if Brody's Cause and Sudden Breaking News don't run well, you are a lock to win it. I have got to have more than just Nyquist.
Yeah, because, I don't know. Can you really feel good about Nyquist?
I mean, you feel better about it after last week, but you're still not really confident. But if you could get Sudden Breaking News, Brody's Cause, and Nyquist all going for it, then you would. I'm feeling good.
That's the other thing I didn't even think about is you get Sudden Breaking News next week. If somehow he runs big, all of a sudden, if Brody would have won this weekend, none of mine win, and then you get Sudden Breaking News. Well, all of a sudden that you've added 40 points to the. What is that? So would you say 15?
I'd have 50 if that happened.
So,
say it's like 120-50 going into the Triple Crown races. It's still a shot.
It's doable.
Nyquist, we run live support. If Moheyman beats Nyquist, I am completely done. But
Your whole attitude is gone if that happens. It's over.
It's still got to really turn around.
Well, we're kind of in the back stretch, but we're just kind of turning into the far turn. What are the odds on me, and what are the odds on you?
I would say 2 to 5 probably for you, and it's a match race, so 8 to 1 maybe on me. I mean, I think that's probably fair.
I've got a pretty sizable lead at this point, and just waiting for me to, like I've been saying all along, am I going to hit the brakes or am I going to keep going?
Well, I was behind 40 lengths and now I'm behind 20. Yeah. It's kind of how I was, so I'm trying to make that Zenyatta move and not that Cosmic One.
Am I shining copper here? Am I gonna just hit the brakes and go all the way to the back, or am I gonna just somehow manage to keep it going?
This weekend is gonna tell us.
does it go from 20 links to like 4?
Well, think of like More Spirit, Shigaf, Zulu. They all don't hit the board this weekend. Well, so then you would have 88, and then
first of all, if that happens, then this is the worst weekend.
So you'd have 88, and then if Brody's Cosmic, I'd have 30, and then if Sudden Breaking News win, I would have 50. So it'd be 88 to 50.
Oh, going well, in. Then I'm done.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. They're not all going to miss the board.
No, they're all going to win. Aeroforce Connections bringing him back to the Derby Trail when clearly he is not right. I mean, he looked like a good horse. He obviously is a great turf horse. He won the Jockey Club Club Stakes on the slop track. They run him in the Risen Star. He finishes 10th, beaten well. They say he's off the trail. It's over. It was a good run, whatever. He's done. Yep. Okay? I learned that the hard way. I dropped him. Well, not the hard way. I learned it. Dropped him. Oh, by the way, no, he's fine. He's fine. It was just no big deal. We're going to run him in the Spiral. You know, no big deal. Well, guess what? He ran just as bad as he did in the Risen Star. So that's the issue. Clearly something's not right. Why bring him back to the trail?
I don't know why you're so mad, because you dropped him, and then what happened if he would have won that race?
Well, I'm not mad about it. I'm mad because the horse, the poor horse, he's a great turf horse.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I even made the comment last weekend on the podcast. There's no way they would bring this horse back if something was wrong. He's too good to risk, and then he runs like that. It's like, no, they did actually do that. That is stupidity. But, Derby fever.
Yeah. Clearly, someone's an idiot and has a fever. Because, you know, my thoughts were, if you say a horse is off the trail, and then less than a month later, you say, oh, wait, no, he's fine, no big deal.
It did raise some eyebrows, didn't it?
That's a red flag.
You were smart enough. I wasn't.
I mean, you can't tell me that that's normal. And now you've just possibly risked ruining the horse even further. Mm-hmm. And he may not come back to be a good turf horse now because of that. You know, you never know. He might. But really run that risk? Was it worth it?
I don't think so. Yeah. Not to finish. He was awful.
Finished 8th.
But I mean, how many lengths was that horse beaten?
In which race?
The last one.
Well, let's pull it up. Aeroforce was beaten.
He was beaten. Let's see. Where is he?
Let's see. Right here.
Okay.
He's beaten a half.
Six? About 6 lengths?
Yeah. 6 lengths on half in front of him. So, I mean,
well, he improved. He was beaten like 20 last time.
Well, yeah. In a Spiral, you know. It was a really doozy race. That was a great race.
I think I would try to get him in the Derby again any way possible. Yeah. Derby maybe.
Well,
next.
And then if that doesn't work out, ship him to Lexington. And run to Lexington.
In the same day?
Same day. Yeah, of course. Derby fever, right? I mean, it just goes to show. This time of year, we see this all the time. Those guys that just keep reaching, because they think, and it might possibly be the only time they'll ever have a Derby horse. Because, I mean, you may be. But risk, if it's me, and my horse just nearly won the Breeders' Cup on the turf, you know that those horses can have a huge career on the turf. Why risk it? You know, and clearly, like, it's not like, oh, nothing's wrong, you know, it's just he may not like the dirt. Well, let's just try it one more time, see what happens, you know. Yeah. He's fine. But clearly something's not right.
No, something's definitely wrong, you're right, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know why you do it. Just lay him off. You know, there's nice turf races, you know, at Churchill Downs on Breeders' Cup, or on Breeders' Cup Day, on Kentucky Derby Day that you could run in, you know. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
It's all the time we have. Check us out at RacingDudes.com for our free picks. Make sure to check out our handicapping products page, which we've combined forces with Guarantee Tip Sheet to provide the best tip sheet on the market. 100% money back guarantee. And now covering all tracks. Get this on Saturday at Gulfstream Park. Using just our top 2 picks in the last 6 races,
We had to pick 3, we had to pick 4, we had to pick 5, and we had to pick 6 for a combined 92 times profit or 9,200% ROI.
Not bad.
Not bad. I mean, I know you usually get about 10,000 or so.
Yeah, that's what I shoot for.
Yeah, but it's close.
10 or 12.
It's close. Yeah. And it's money back guaranteed. I don't know why you wouldn't try that. Dude's Challenge. Dude's Challenge is back. It was back last week for the first time in over a year. It was huge. We loved it. It was at Derby Wars. They loved it. So we did it again, only this time we're upping the ante. It's worth $500 cash in the purse money, $200 to the winner. But we're only offering it to 23 entries because it is a $25 buy-in. And, you know, it makes it a little more exclusive. So make sure you get in there and sign up. Challenge us. Both dudes are already in. We're signed up. We're ready to go. Still studying. Yeah. This is an all-stakes dudes challenge. Keeneland races 7 through 10 on Saturday. Aqueduct 8, 10, and 11 in the Santa Anita Derby all on the same day. So you're going to get different tracks. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you try to challenge us there. We're currently covering 21 tracks, all offering free picks. We're on Twitter at @race_dudes, LinkedIn, Google+, and Facebook. All right, I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. Enjoy the day Saturday. It's going to be huge. Good luck.
RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.